Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonzer talking about the value of exports for the beef industry in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds and volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com. For more information, call 580-309-0711.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
There are those within the cattle industry that would like to stop all beef imports coming into the U.S. They say it's okay to export beef, just you shouldn't import any. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says you really can't have it both ways, and he says that beef exports have definitely outweighed the beef imports coming into the U.S. He's done some work dating back to 2003 when we had the BSE incident with a cow that stole Christmas. And Dr. Tonzer says since that time, beef exports have increased 20% in total volume and even more than that in value, and beef imports have basically stayed flat. He says, bottom line, beef exports bring value to cattle producers.
Exports fell out of bed, so to speak, right after the BSE event. And from a low in 04, almost persistently through 2019, there's a few hiccups along the way, but there's strong growth. We went from losing almost 80% of our exports because of BSE to actually, by the time we got to 2019, we were about 20% higher just on sheer volume of beef exports than we were in 03. Conversely, when we break down the volume of imports, we have ebbs and flows over time. Same deal. There's volatility in the role of imports here in the volume. But actually, by the time we got to 2019, the aggregate volume of beef being imported was very similar, within 1% of what it was in 03. But what I was really trying to impress on people was we ended, by the time we got to 2019, with very similar volume of imports as in 03 and about 20% higher exports than we had in 03, despite the loss of basically all our trading partners except Canada and Mexico, because of the BSE event.
And Dr. Tonzer says that's volume, but then you've also got to consider the value of those beef exports.
Exactly. So, you know, I ended there with a 20% volume increase, and I literally use a subheading in this fact sheet that the importance of export value is hidden in volume statistics. So not only has the volume went up, the economic importance has went up more than that because the value contribution has went up. And specifically, I'll give us two numbers to kind of get our arms around here. USMEF, United States Meat Export Federation, estimates the value that exports add on every steer that's slaughtered in the U.S. And for 2019, that's just below $310. Now, to put in that in context, that's more than double what it was before BSE, which was $136 and change. And it's more than 10 times the value we had in 04. Now, remember, 04 was kind of the low mark in the story for exports because we only exported basically with Canada and Mexico. And in 04, that per head value was $30.50. So we've had like a 10x growth in the contribution to value of fed steers since 04. That's very good. You know, obviously, I highlight the importance of that in different ways. One of the ways I highlighted in this particular fact sheet was to show the trend, the relationship between that value per head growing and the actual fed cattle price that's received by producers. For my fellow stat geeks out there, those two numbers are positively correlated with a 0.88 correlation statistic. That's a very strong fit, and that's not surprising to me, is over time, the importance of exports has grown, and that shows up in the form of higher fed cattle prices than we would have if we hadn't grown those exports.
As for what these numbers tell us in regards to beef imports versus beef exports.
First and foremost, I think it's important to recognize that we raise live animals that give us a host of products, and those products find their way to the market that is most valuable, that is open to them. So as long as we have market access outside of the U.S., some of those products are going to go there because they're more valuable. The extreme example is tongue I always use, but there's a whole host of products that are worth more outside the U.S. than in it. That's the argument for maintaining exports. The argument for maintaining imports is we can add value to some of our cuts here at home, products here at home, by purposely bringing others in and blending them. And the bulk of the import activity, typically in the beef industry, is importing highly lean, think 90% lean product from Australia, New Zealand, other sources of that, and mixing with our 50% trim product that's produced here domestically in large volumes to support a larger ground beef production system. Embedded in that answer is different beef products go different places, and economics drive us into production of those. And I'm trying to illustrate that aggregate volume of imports is similar in 19 as it was in 03. The value importance of exports has grown, and we need to let those markets work, so to speak.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.